Now, people are out and about over the weekend. They were enjoying the good weather. They were doing the things that they love to do. But one man who was out doing what he loved to do sadly lost his life. I'm making reference to Philip Corn, and there's an article about Philip in the paper, and his good friend Colin is on the line. Colin O'Carroll, who is of course a well-known local journalist, originally from beyond these shores. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Colin, this is so sad. This gentleman was very much involved in the cycling fraternity, went off cycling and didn't return home, and an accident didn't befall him. He simply found slumped at the side of the road.
Yeah, well, at this stage, Frank, I mean, it's a huge shock to everybody in the club and the whole cycling fraternity, and just to his family, most of all. It looks like some kind of illness overcame him, you know, but Phil was there. He really was the heart of our club. We only started the club there in 2014, along with he was instrumental in getting the Giro here. He was instrumental in Gran Fondo, and we formed the club around that. He was the club chairman for the first 3 years of the club, you know, and it started out, there was just 9 of us, and, you know, now we have, I think, almost 200 members. The club's been a force in cycling in Belfast, both competitively and socially, and you know, we've grown youth wing, and Philip was the prime mover behind all of that.
Well, I should say, of course, that we're talking about the Titanic Quarter Cycling Club, relatively new club. Philip was on a cycle. He was travelling from Castlewellan to Belfast. Is that right?
Yeah, he was. We have club runs every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and then people choose different routes. We go out as a group, and sometimes people will maybe have to split off to return home because of other commitments or whatever, and it looks like this is what happened to Philip. You know, he was with other club members, did the ride to Castlewellan, and then was heading home to meet his wife and family, and unfortunately we're not quite sure what happened to him, but we know that he did phone his wife shortly before, said he wasn't feeling too great, complaining of a sore shoulder, which, you know, we can only guess. But she was out with his children. He's got 3 lovely little girls, 12 and under. And they were out for the afternoon, and he was saying he wasn't feeling great, and there was a possibility if she could come and get him. And then he realised that they were a bit far away. He said, no, I'll be fine. I'll just tootle off home. I'll see you in an hour. And that was the last we heard of him.
It is so sad. And eventually another road user came across Philip, and the emergency services couldn't revive him. I'm just looking at some of the comments that his wife Kelly has said in paying tribute to him. And she says, "Today a light went out. I can't breathe with the pain." It's so reminiscent of what anyone goes through when sudden death is announced at their door. It must be very difficult for her, and I'm sure there'll be great camaraderie in the club that will rally round Kelly and those children at this present moment, Colin.
Well, absolutely, and the club, you know, I mean, it's not just a sporting club, we're friends, we're all friends. I mean, my brother-in-law, Alex McGreevy, who probably knows another former sports reporter, I mean, he also a founder member of the club. He and Phil would have been extremely good friends, very, very, very close. And my sister, who's married to Alex, great friends with Kelly. So I mean, it wasn't just a club sporting connection; it was a very personal connection as well. And I still can't believe it. I couldn't believe it on Saturday night. We thought it must have been some sort of an accident, and then to find out that it was just an illness and just shocking stuff. I mean, Phil was not just cycling, and he was the project manager for Titanic Quarter. He was a leading light in the Chamber of Building. He studied, you know, he'd gone back to academia and become, you know, he got his credentials for all of that kind of thing. The guy, you know, you couldn't keep up with him. The next thing he sort of planned was to do a big ride for charity from Belfast to Derry, and was raising money for that. I mean, you know, he was one of the strongest riders in the club. You know, the man was a dynamo. And, you know, I'd cycle with him many times. And, you know, he could be hard to keep up with at times. And, you know, we really enjoyed cycling together. It was a great spirit of camaraderie and competition, and just a great all-round guy, you know.
Colin, thank you very much indeed. Journalist Colin O'Carroll talking about his good friend Philip Corr, who died while cycling, and a founding member of the Titanic Quarter Cycling Club, and obviously a very busy businessman in the city as well. Cycling back from Newcastle, slumped by the side of the road, the emergency services unable to revive him. Our thoughts very much with his family as we're speaking.